Gives you the feeling of security, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And still, you wonder what the other fellow's doing.
Yeah,
what
you, you know, he's got those great big old rockets over there, and he knows where this is.
He knows right where this thing's at.
Yeah.
He's got her spotted. Don't think
one of those rascals aimed at it. What do you call food that you have one day and then have again the next day?
One lower.
And if you have a child at the table, and he fills his mouth full of food and then he gulps it down, you say, now take a minute, don't just gulp it down, I want you to...
chew it properly.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't have this trouble with your children.
Yeah, I guess I did.
I have children.
Well, our last two, they was both sort of timid eaters, now to tell you the honest truth. They wasn't hearty eaters like a lot of kids are.
Mm.
Both of them, mine hurt. We have a girl and a boy.
Well, mine take turns. One of them one week will be the eater, the next week will be the other one. You can't tell.
No.
They stay right together. One's seven, well, she'll be seven on Thursday. She weighs 40 pounds. The other's two, she'll be three in September. She weighs 30 pounds. But one of them will eat one week, eat us out of house and home.
Yeah.
And they'll just dawdle around. Then the next week it's the other way.
Uh-huh.
Well, our two youngsters were more or less alike. If one of them did something, the other one just nearly sure do that same thing. There was just 19 months difference in them.
Oh, that's a wonderful difference.
And I'll tell you right now, if Sissy got a doodad, Johnny had to have a doodad like Sissy. That's what that went. Made a difference what it was.
Well, after this child chews this, you say, you can chew it, go ahead and chew it, and then you can...
Swallow it.
Uh-huh. Did your mother put cornmeal and water and boil it?
Yeah.
Put anything else in with it?
Yeah, a little salt and mush out of it.
Uh-huh. And you eat that with a spoon?
Eat with a spoon, pour sweet milk over it ordinarily, and what I mean I like. That's right.
Corn
bread and mush.
Yeah, I like mine if it's fried.
I mean sweet milk and mush. You like fried?
Yeah, oh boy, yes. That's a great delicacy. But, of course, it takes forever to fry.
I imagine it would.
I have to hold a stove as big as I have in a restaurant. if you buy something in very large amounts, you say how you buy it how?
In quantities.
Huh? Oh, how about gasoline if you have your own pump out here?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just how we turn that.
Would that be buying it in bulk if you got it like that?
Yeah, I guess it would, but in bulk. Wholesale. You wouldn't be buying retail, would you? Not.
How about buying seed or something like that? How would that be? What would you have to do to buy that in bulk?
Well, you'd buy that from a wholesaler. You'd say, buying this wholesale, not retail, that's, you know, in small quantities. Buying it wholesale.
And if you get a belt and it's made out of leather, you say it's what? Well, it's not artificial.
No, it's genuine.